Otherwise, it's not fully functional.
You have a chance?
Of our mind?
Yeah.
I have one
of them. Yeah. Are you with it?
Oh, good. Very good. Okay. I didn't know this was a study class.
You study here in the Levian. You study specifically in Lachem Aleph. We've been doing it the whole year.
I didn't know I was allowed to come to your shiurim.
You are not only allowed to come, anytime you wish, you are welcome.
Thank you very much.
A man of your stature is always welcome.
I may... Well, that's very untrue. I am not at all of a stature.
You are becoming a stature, and Ezra Hashem is probably becoming even greater stature.
Amen.
Little by little.
Oh yeah, I get this.
What are we up to?
Yeah,
we did actually love, parents love. Because of
Okay, maybe we'll just review a little parent as well. This is what we spoke about last time actually. Parent as well, it's very interesting.
I think
we mentioned already a number of times. Let's just review a little bit of Asa, okay? The beginning of Parent as well.
I mean, did we do Basha also?
Yeah, we'll come to it, okay, again. We mentioned that one of the very fascinating aspects of the Malchus of Asa is that, first of all, his kingship extends for a period of time. And this kingship really is in stark contradistinction to all the other, I guess I'd call it, Za'azu'im. Correct? We had prior to him, even from the days of the death of Shlomo, and after, I would say almost throughout the entire Tkufa of Malchus Yisrael, we have many, many ups and downs. I would say primarily downs. However, Asa, he's the one who ascended to the kingship after the days of Yerubbaal, after Yerubbaal was defeated handily in Mechama against Abiyah, if you remember. And during his days, we have as well the merit of Basha that we sort of alluded to, and the merit of Zimri, and a big machloket that continues with Omri and others, and only at the end of his days do we have the Shilton, the base Umri, become established. So during the days of Asa, his malchus is really established. And there was actually, the Melech Yisrael at that time was Basha, and the Melchama against Basha was actually probably the most significant event during his malchus. And I should mention also, he began his reign, how old was he, Asa? He was 20 years old. In Perek, Tezvav, Pasuk.
Right.
He was 20 years old after the death of Shlomo. Shlomo was his grandfather's father. And during the beginning of his reign, he lived during the times of Macha, that was his mother. And we'll read the Pesukim again. These are the those who continued the death of Shlomo HaMelech. And also really became stronger during the 15 years of his malchus when he fought against Zerah HaKushi. We saw this last week in Divrei Yamim. In Divrei Yamim, you remember Aleph Perek Tezvav. The same Perek actually is over here, just the Haga. So he became stronger. We pointed out already in the last 5 weeks that you have to compare what's found here in Malachim, that was the sound of Divrei Yamim. You probably...
It's been more than the last 4 or 5 weeks, it's been the entire year.
That's right. Basically, as we've been comparing Malachim Aleph to Divrei Yamim all the time, and Divrei Yamim, you have a much more detailed fleshing out of what happens than you have in Malachim Aleph. Malachim Aleph is always briefer, more concise, and you don't really have all the detail that you find later on in Divrei Yamim. Okay, so here essentially what Asa did was that he removed Macha, and she was a rather autocratic, a despotic kind of woman, a despot, an autocrat, a demagogue. And he was the Tariq Shalayim of the Zara. That's what he succeeded in doing, Asa. So let's read the Pesukim starting from Pasuk Tes.
Wait, Asa was this person?
Asa was a king, correct? He was a
Wait, who are you just describing?
Asa. Oh. Talking about Asa. Aleph Samech Aleph. I think I can show it to you, but I have no time to do it right now. But maybe one day I should. I should make a chart. It's very fascinating. How Asa literally follows the Tov Yashar Ben Hashem Alakam. He's really strikingly unusual, and of course it's in contrast to all the others who do the reverse. And you see it from starting from Sukkim Tes. Mishnas Esim Yerav Melech Yisrael Malach Asa Yehuda V'Yagoy V'Achashonah Malach Yerushalayim. That's really an extended period of time. We mentioned last week and the previous week and probably the previous week as well that the ideal king was David HaMelech. The reason why he's the Malach, because he's the one that Hashem actually, at the very moment of his investiture, he was told that follow X and Y, follow Daki Hashem, and if you do so, you will have longevity, both on the throne as well as your Sion, S-C-I-O-A, your children, will also maintain the Malchus. Hashem, if you don't, then of course things will go astray, go awry. That's exactly what happened to all the other kings. And Asa is an exception to the rule. Thank you very much. You are as one Rebbe of mine used to say, you are a gentleman and a scholar. There are a few of us left. That's what this Rebbe used to say. In his Anova. Thank you.
Phil Monson.
I continue. Vayare Hakdeshim in Haaretz. We discussed this last week. What is Hakdeshim? Correct. The word Kadesh, you're familiar with the Pasuk of Chumash? Lo yi HaKadesh v'nei Yisrael, lo si HaKadesh v'nei Yisrael. You call that?
What?
Chumash. We have to learn Chumash.
I just didn't know. I didn't know the translation.
No, so the word Kadesh, or the word Kadesh, refers to prostitutes. It's actually very fascinating what the term is used, this specific term, to describe a prostitute. She's still the Rav Kadosh. So why is the term Kadesh used, or the term Kadesh?
Good question.
But it's actually a euphemism, really, to describe the opposite. The very antithesis of Kadesh and Kedusha is a zona, a person who lives this kind of a lifestyle. So we continue. So what did he do? He eliminated all them. By Yasser Eskola, Kliyul, Asher Asser, Abosu, he removed them from Zara. The Gamas Macha Yibo, by Yisrael, Mikvira, Asher Asser, Mifletz, and Asher, by Yichos Asser, as Mifletz, by Yisrael, and Achel Kibra. His mother was not exactly on board with him. That's the understatement of the year. So he had to sideline her. And that's not an easy thing to do because in the midst of Kibra of Aid. But if the person's mother or father are, shall we say, acting in a wayward kind of way.
Wait, Macha is his grandmother?
No, Macha is his mother. Macha Basa Mishalom. However, she was a woman who was, as I said, autocratic.
No,
that's Avshalom. This is Avishalom. So she was very autocratic and very kind of a despot. And also, she was unfortunately wallowing under Zara. And he actually sidelined her by eliminating all of that. Abama Sosar, Rakhavam Asa, Hoya Shalom Hashem, Kol Yomo, Vayavi is Kachi Yavim, the Kachi is Hashem, Kesem Zon, Kelim, Lukhama Hoysa, Vayasa, Vibasha, Lav, Vesel Kol Yomei, Vayal, Basha, Mel, Vesel Yehuda, Vayal, Sarama, Liyul, Tites, Yel, Tivad, Asa, Mel, Yehuda, one to block Asa, Vayikach Asa, Kola, Kesem Azov, and also Rosh Mitz Hashem, is Otsu Mitz Hamela, Vayitim Yara Vada, Vayishlachim Al Hadad, Ben Tabrimon, Ben Kozo, Kezio Melech Haram, Vayishu Vesel Eymar, This was not a good thing. When we go and begin to consummate all kinds of britot, what are britot? Treaties, pacts with non-Jewish kings, which we did throughout Tanakh.
Yeah,
it's Shalom
do the same thing.
Didn't Shalom
do the same thing, which resulted in the
yes, many people from Tanakh did something similar.
So why
the concept being censured?
Somehow
we always saw that our refuge in salvation lies where? Outside of our own ranks. To go ahead and cement alliances. Who was the one who was a classic involved in this? Shlomo HaMelech. He made alliances with Queen of Sheba and many other nations. All the marriages even that Shlomo HaMelech contracted with were from Egyptians and Sidian and Sidonian and all the other different nations that were primarily done for political reasons. But of course of it, they led him astray, all these women, these wayward types. I read all this actually last time, that's why I was reviewing it quickly. Ha'ishma ben Adam ha'malach ha'asa ha'ishma ha'asa ha'ayilim ha'shalom ha'yisrael, pasuk tov. And then the chaval of Basha heard, and Melech ha'asa ha'shmias kol Yehuda, and then the Navi goes on to describe everything that he did is found in Dira Yomim, which is not the Dira Yomim that we have in our Tanakh, but rather another historical chronicles of kings of Malki Yehuda, Rakla Ezid Nasser, Chalais Rakla. So at the end of his life, he became ill, somehow in his legs. Aishka Masim Marosa, Aikam Marosa Yedavid Avi, Aimach Yoshav Yedav Tafta. Now we're up to the reign of Jumping Jehoshaphat. You know why he's called Jumping Jehoshaphat? Have you ever heard that expression?
Yeah.
Well, you know why he's called Jumping Jehoshaphat?
Somewhere he's recorded that he jumped.
What?
Somewhere it's recorded that he jumped.
Somewhere it's recorded
that he jumped.
I see. So that's a pretty reasonable guess. must give you credit for that. We shall see about the matter momentarily.
The challenge is one week challenge us to figure it out.
But yeah. I asked you something else. I don't know if you've done the answer to the second thing I asked you. Did you?
No, I never did. I showed you one way
for it. What was the other thing?
I looked through literally all the sperm and base measures.
What was the question that we asked you, remember?
Why did Hesped switch around the Lashon? And,
do you remember when Avraham Avinu started with Chayisara? What did it say? That your Pasha? Wow. You and I have a lot more in common than I thought. Yes, it is. My Bar Mitzvah Pasha. So there it says, if you recall, that I have Avraham, this is the son of Livkosa. Which one should come first?
Livkosa?
Daphne.
Oh,
the Mercy is my cousin.
Oh, you eulogize and then correct?
And here it's reversed. And we find a similar phenomenon.
It was
Achiel. With reference to whom?
With reference to your other son.
Correct. So now the question is why? That's the question that we raised. So that's what he was investigating. Baruch Ato Adonai Elohim Melech Olam Shakol Nevi Lo.
Amen.
If you want, I'll can revisit those sources.
Okay, that's a great idea. You will revisit them. Good. Okay, I want to read further now. So I'll post it up there. Now, we're not going to get yet to Yehoshaphat, but what we have to do when we discuss Yehoshaphat is compare his reign with that of his father Asa. Because Asa was the one who, you see, was able to effect a massive transformation, the Malchus Yehuda. And he actually created a very strong kingdom. He really was responsible for strengthening the kingdom considerably. And based on what? Now it's going to be based on Torah and Avodas Hashem. That's the ideal king. And therefore, we assume that Yehoshaphat also received the Yerusha, such a kingship, kingdom that was well-founded and well-grounded, and we'll see, he actually continues along the path of his father. And this is in Perifah base, but we still have a lot more to go before we get to that. So meanwhile, we have another discussion. V'nadav ben Yerubam, Malach HaGisrael, V'shnach Shlaim, V'asamah HaBehuda, V'ayinach HaGisrael Shnatayim. Now again, we have this contrast that we're going to see constantly between us and all the other kings. As you know, Yerubbaam was not exactly a tzaddik yisraelim. Yerubbaam ben Nevat, you heard of him, correct?
Yeah.
He's the one who's chotei umachti yisraelim. And his son was unfortunately a chip of the old block. Vayasa rabbein Hashem. Vayelav b'derach avi v'chatasa sh'efti yisrael. Vayikshu olav basha ben achiyah l'beis yisachar. Vayakir basha b'gibson asher l'achishu v'nodu b'chol yisrael tzar v'al gibson. Was going to be completely and totally decimated as a result of their not carrying out the Dvar Hashem, and that's exactly what happened. And it was done through the hands of Basha. Al Khatos Yerubbaam Pasuk Lamed Asher Chata Asher Hechnes Yisrael Dechaso Asher Hichas Hashem Elokei Yisrael. You can see Hashem was not enamored of this fellow Yerubbaam ben Nevat, nor was enamored of his son, because he was chote umachti yisrael. I mean, it's one thing to be a chote, but it's even worse when you go ahead and lead others on the primrose path. Lead the others astray. That's what he did and his son did. The yesterday bring another b'chal she'asa alayim suvin al-sendi v'ayil n'al v'yisrael u'melcham ha'isa v'edosim v'edbashim al-v'yisrael v'yimeh. They were in constant conflict. You know that there are Malchi Yehuda and Malchi Yisrael. And as you know, once the division occurred, there was constant rancor and constant...
How are they fighting each other? They both seem to be on the same side.
No, no, they're not on the same side.
No, I mean, they're both good kings. They're both good kings, though.
You're right, also, but yet somehow they are skirmishing. Because there was a constant divisiveness between Malchi Yehuda and Malchi Yisrael. They were jockeying for hegemony, jockeying for position. And this is the Tanakh. Rabbi Lachin, you see, this, we discussed a little bit in the past, but not sufficiently. Maybe I'll talk about this a little later. But I just want to get to this piece here. You are right; they're both solid kings in that sense. But because of there is a kind of competitive edge that exists between them. That's what Lavi describes. in general, what's very fascinating is to study all the Malchi Yisrael and the Malchi Yehuda who parallel them, and to see the relationship, the interrelationship between them. A lot of work has been done on this topic. It's a very fascinating topic. It's not always easy to figure out who reigned during the
Alpine time.
That's right. Some of them were very short time spans. Some of them actually were of a bit longer nature. If I'm not mistaken, I wrote down here that Yerubim in the Vat, how many years was he in Shower? 22 years. And 2 years he was together with Asa. Nadav was only 2 years.
No, he was for more. He was for eight.
Asa is 41 Sakako. Basha is 24. Yeah. They don't necessarily dovetail, but there is a lot of dovetail.
A lot of them coincide with Asa. Like Asa went all the way through Acha.
Right. Correct.
Really?
He goes all the way to Acha. There is actually a dovetailing a little bit. Correct. He's 41 years. That's a long time. 3 years with Achav. Achav was 22 years Sachako, and 3 years he was together with Achav. That period of time. Okay, so let's go here a bit further.
How long was Achav? I'm just wondering, how long was Achav a king for him?
Just said like 22.
Right. Achav was 22 years. Let's continue. Bishnah Sholos, I'm reading Pasal Abigil. Bishnah Sholos, Shalosim Abiyuda. That's like a favorite theme, like a refrain. Hashem, this is apparently sort of a navi. Went ahead and lifted you up from your bootstraps, so to speak. And yeah, what did you do? That's the language that's constantly being used. V'atach yisam yisrael, le'ach yisaini b'chatoso. What were the chatoni, by the way, of Yerubim that was so heinous?
He made people do what is Zara.
He was essentially coercing people into Avodah Zara. We know that from the Tzuah Golem that he set up. Namely in Dan and...
In the northern gate or the southern gate.
I'm sorry?
You put like at a gate of like Yerushalayim, at the Yerushalayim.
Yeah, in other words, you have the to go up and make Aliyah to Yerushalayim and try to... Coaxed them, wheedled them, and he was successful. They went to the Tzuah Golem. And that, of course, was obviously totally inappropriate. Anyway, the Tanakh, Ramban Chumash points this out, that there's one specific fed which angers Hashem more than anything else. You can imagine what that is. That's when Hashem becomes a Kel Kana, a zealous king, becomes someone who is really going to ferret out the Avodah Zarah to the extent that he can. That's something Ramban writes in a comment, very fascinating Ramban. How do you translate the word Al Panai? How do you translate the word Al Panai? The three sheets, Rashi, Ibn Ezra, and Ramban. Ramban says Al Panai, since Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. Therefore, it's Al Panai. Anytime a person goes ahead and creates a foreign god, it's almost a smack in the face to Ibn Shalom. Because he is everywhere. He is ubiquitous. And that's the Rabban's translation of Al Ponoi. It's like you say, the expression you use, in your face. So that's the expression of Al Ponoi. What?
In your face.
In your face. Why the accent? I'm not sure.
That's what you do.
It sounds cooler that way.
I see. It's okay.
More makes you sound more.
Sounds makes you sound, you know, tougher.
Yeah.
Okay, so Hashem says to the Navi Yehu v'Hanani in Pasuk Gimel, "Hidani Mamre Achavim Basha v'Achavim Beiso, Menasati is Beiso to Beiso Yom Menavot, Hameislo Basha v'Yir Yochel Aklov Nan Beim, Hameislo Basade Yochel Basha v'Yir." As they didn't have a good end either, as you can see, his ending was not very pleasant. And certainly, by the way, you have a similar situation occurring to whom? To Izebel and to Achav, as you undoubtedly.
Yeah, but why does it go into a lot more detail with what they did?
Because they were far, far worse than he. Far worse. V'yesed ibe basha basha asa guasa alayim tzuzun asem tira ayin malchi yisrael v'ayish kabasha mavosa v'yikavim v'sirtza. Sirtza, by the way, is a...
capital.
That's right, the capital. V'yim loch elo b'no takta. Now we have next. Elo. V'gam b'yad yeo mechanan yanam v'sha Hashem v'ayu al-basha v'al-beisa v'al-kalawa v'sha asa v'yad Hashem v'achitza v'asa yodam. בשנת 26 שנה לעשות את יהוד המלך אלא בבשל נמצא בתרצה שנסיים. His reign was of short duration, 2 years. ויקשור עליו אבדו זמרי, שר מחסיס הרוכב, והוא בתרצה שעושה שיקור, ויצארצה שעושה על הבית בסרצה. What happened over here? What does Pasuk Tes say? What happened? ויקשור עליו אבדו זמרי. What happened here?
Zimri made a plan to coup d'etat, I guess.
To what? To
coup d'etat.
Coup d'etat.
Coup d'etat.
Coup d'etat. Coup d'etat. Coup d'etat. Coup d'etat. Abdo. Often we have coups and not
the coup.
Not the coup in general.
It's French.
Sa Maxi Sarechev. What was his role? What was his function?
General.
Yeah, but what's Maxi Sarechev?
It means
horse's
chariot.
Charge of the cavalry.
In charge of the cavalry. Gubitirza, Shose, Shikor, Besarza, Ashala Bais Besirza. Translate that, please.
Get drunk.
He was what?
Drank himself drunk.
He conspired to get him when he made him was he got him when he was drinking.
Correct. Bayavo Zimri, and of course in the moment of weakness when the fellow is in a stupor, a drunken stupor, what does he do? By Akeo Misel. Very easy when a person is down in TKL to go ahead and, shall we say, eliminated. And now the, as the Chazal have the expression, Eved ki yimlo, a servant, a lowly servant, suddenly what? Is elevated to the ranks of princeliness.
What?
That's
like the same kind of idea as Ahasuerus as well.
Whose opinion the Chazal, the 2 days of Chazal about it? Gemara Megillah, which I assume you probably learned. This is also very fascinating. Why does the Tanakh constantly use the expression Mashin Bikir? Here the idea is that when he reigned, so he essentially eliminated the house of Basha. Nor did he permit to leave even Mashin Bikir, one Mashin Bikir Echad. Someone who obviously urinates, that's Lashon Mashin Bikir. Why do they describe people as being Mashin Bikir? Why do kind of a rather lowly,
yes,
kind of expression.
Maybe
what?
It connotes like once you've already paved something over, like an act of disgrace.
It is, and the point being that Kanirev, they weren't worthy. They were just essentially, Mashin Bikir means a person has animalistic traits. Yeah. An animal also has to defecate and urinate, but there's nothing beyond that. So that's exactly what we're talking about. Lo Yishma Mashin Bikir, the God of Re'el. But Yashmei Zimri is called Beis Basha. Unbelievable. This Eved Zimri, what did he do? He just utterly destroyed the house of Basha. But again, he was simply a pawn. Because he was simply carrying out the words of the Navi. Again, one of the very significant teachings of Tanakh is that the Nebuah, or the prophecies that Hashem actually is instrumental in carrying out through different prophets, materialize. These prophecies come to the fore.
I had a question about that though. Like, would he get punished for this?
Why? The only time you are punished is the discussion that the Ramban, the Rabbi, the Muhammad had, and the source, of course, of all this is power of the sun. You know the kasha, Shem asked if power is simply carrying out the Dvar Hashem, which he is, why was he punished?
He took it too far.
That's one answer, whatever that means. What are the other answers?
He enjoyed it.
What?
He enjoyed it.
He enjoyed it also, we should have mentioned. It's a discussion between the Ramban and the Rabbi of the Ramban. It needs a lot of careful analysis.
What's the third opinion?
What?
It's a third opinion. Or what's the third opinion?
The third opinion is mentioned by the Ramban. You know that Ramban? Should I see it for a second?
So close to it.
Of course, the Ramban, as usual. Yes. And the Rambam, as usual, nobody understands. The Rambam says, if he doesn't have an answer, why do you bother starting over the whole issue?
This Parakeh Halakha.
This is Parakeh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
You know it by heart.
I spent a lot of time on this part.
You only know?
Hilchos Deos by heart.
Well, that's not a bad thing to do.
I looked at this
that's
one.
That's what Shiva said a few weeks ago, so I guess I...
Every day, this one mission I've spent a lot of time thinking about it.
Here's the Rambam. I want to read you the part of the language of the Rambam. I'm not going to read the whole thing. The Rambam goes on to... First, he articulates the Parakeh. The Chiyo Chavshis, free will is the Yisod. It's the most fundamental cornerstone of our faith. And he goes on and on and on. It's like almost no end. And then at the end of it, he says that that's the case. So how does one explain Karabel and Sanya? That seemingly he lost his Bechira. Wow. Derek Bobby continues. I can't read the whole thing because it goes on forever here. It's all fair. Almost too fucking. So the Rambam says, so what's the problem? So he answers, Rafi Shalom Gazar Alish Bomi Hayadua. He never was gozer on a specific Egyptian that he should carry out the mission. By the way, does it mention the Egyptians are the ones that are supposed to carry it out? He says, I didn't tell you who's going to do it. You're going to be subjected to what? To opposite Inui? Yeah. But it doesn't mention who the culprits will be.
No, it mentions the Makos that Hashem, you know, makes power stronger.
Yeah, that's true. So there, that's the question where Hashem, Bayitba, the Paro. But the Rambam says that there's no Zera on any specific. Each Egyptian could easily have somehow extricated himself. Not me, not I, somebody else.
But it had to be someone.
I'm just reading his lashon. Each one could have somehow escaped from it. So the rabbi simply wipes the floor of the rabbi.
So it's Rambam's answer to why, to the pasuk, you know, slave power. That seems to be targeting power specifically, taking away his free will.
Okay. He writes on this Rambam, Ein Eilul Dibri Narus. This is foolish talk. See, what you said, the two answers that you mentioned, either he went beyond the pale, which is what's found on Ban and the Raven, or the second answer that you said, which was?
Jordan.
That's right, he was then there. Okay, you carry it out, but don't, shall we say, after he's down by the TKO, then you continue on your merry way. You have an offer, right?
Isn't there also like a parish for Basha that says that what he, Mitzvah did by killing out your own family since he was a sinner? Then all of the sins turned into, because he sinned, so the mitzvah he did retroactively turned into a sin also.
What turned into a sin retroactively?
By him killing out your own family. A tough timing where.
Okay, it's good to be a chazal. Alright, it's a difficult Rambam. The Rambam has this, where does he come up with these ideas? He's very original, Rambam. Incredibly original. What was his own mock of chazal for half the things he says? But he doesn't need a bakar. He himself is a bakar. Anyway, okay, so to go further over here. So they're all just carrying out the Hashem, as it were, but again, one of the answers that you just pointed out, you are all correct. I continue. Bayishma ha'am, achon leimor, ma'am, for the right person, tes vav, tes zayin.
I thought it was your gimel.
Did I skip something?
I think it was your gimel.
What?
Your gimel.
Yeah. Your gimel, sorry. El kol chatos. Basha b'chavtas eilu b'no ha-shechotu ha-sheheftas yisrael la'aret ha-shem lo-kesa b'ham le'ya. It's almost like a repeat of this pasuk occurs again and again. Yes, the re'eilu b'chal ha-sheheftas ala yitzum ha-sim d'ar-yom ha-lachay yisrael. Again, as I mentioned, this d'ar-yom is not the d'ar-yom that we have in our Tanakh, but a separate historical chronicles of all that which took place in different kings. B'shnat yasum yishem ha-shem la'asim ha-tudah ha-lach zim yishim ha-tudah 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 ha-tudah. When they heard what Zimri had done, Zimri, this Eved, this low life kind of Eved, they decided to go ahead and be Mamlechum, Omri. He went ahead, started to burn the entire palace down, so to speak, Al Khatasa Rashakat Allah Sabin Hashem, so that is Dabi Rabam, the Khatasa Shahasalah is itself, the parallel sukkah. No matter every one, it says the same line. Like a refrain. The essence of Rizira Bikishwa Shekosha. That's the Chazal, by the way, Dashan from here, the Marzad Edmund, everything's in that is here, or Makas. Kesha Rishayim, Ainam Aminyan. Remember that?
So what is it?
Kesha Rishayim, Ainam Aminyan.
Oh, is that Metzora Mora?
It's actually found not in Metzora Mora. That's all right.
It was when they said that the reason why wine was created was for...
Oh, right.
To
no.
What perek was that? I definitely
that's
did
that. That's
it.
No, which perek is Kesher
Shai? Early Shai.
Is it in the third perek?
Yes. You are a wondrous fellow. So here it says, yes, the Rezimri, I want to see what's in the Ayyam. So now, as a result of what happened, Elzi Chalik Ha'om Yisrael Chatzareitzi, Chatzir Am Hoyachoy Tidni, Ben Gigas, Ramlicha Bachatzir Am Amri. Ayachzir Am Hashach Ha'yamri, Am Hashach Ha'yamri, Ayam Sidna Yilach Amri. So now Amri is the one who next comes to power, and now we have the next character. Mishnah Shoshim Ba'achas Lassim Ha'atud, Amalach Amri Al-Yisrael Shemes Ha'shona, he was 12 years, in tears of 6 years, Vayikin Azor Shomram, Nei Shemer, the Chikraim Kassim, he purchased Shomron, Vayiben Asar, Vayiko Shem Ha'ir Ha'shemona, Hashem Shemer, Adonai Ha'ir Ha'shomron, Hayah Sami Ha'rabi Ha'shem. It's almost like how do we describe it? Like a broken record. Each one just simply deviates. Vayara Mikol Hashem Ha'bonav. I said, what was his claim to fame? He's worse than all the others that preceded him. Vayel B'choldeach Yerom Ha'nevat. Some of them was Yerom. You see that his legacy was L'dor E'doros. U'b'chatos Hashem Tisrael, L'aretz Hashem U'b'Yisrael V'Avayim. Yes, the Amri, Asher Asa, Gros Asher Asa, L'Tzir L'Tzir L'Yoyam, Mal V'Yisrael, Ayish Kavon V'Yavosel, Yikav V'Shom, V'Yim Och Acha V'Yom Tavtav. And now we're going to examine our good friend Acha V'Arichus. Yes.
Yes. Yerobim and Avat. What
did you say?
Would Yerobim and Avat, if it wasn't for Yerobim and Avat starting all this, would every single king have just done what's good? Or, in other words, be a domino effect? Or each one would have gone, each king would have done bad anyway?
What do you mean they would have done it anyway?
He's saying, are we blaming Yerobim for all this in the first place?
Yes. The answer is yes. It was Yerobim. By the way, you have another king who also had a similar kind of impact, an incredible impact. There are two kings of Tanakh, I would say, that had a massive impact. One was Yerobim and Nebat. Massive, massive impact, way beyond the years that he reigned. And there's a second king. There's the Melech Rasha, Shein Kamo, Nashe. These are the two kings in Tanakh that are heinous, just really? Unbelievable. You see their impact.
I thought
the impact
was
way,
worse.
Way beyond. I want to tell you that anyone who is familiar with history in general, which I assume that you certainly are, even if you're not Jewish history, but world history. When you examine world history, you look at certain leaders, and we cannot sometimes, I'll just give you an example, in the, let's say, Soviet Union, former Soviet Union. When you examine the life of Stalin, have you examined the life of Stalin? It would be good to do so.
Why?
It's an animal farm. It's like him.
He was crazy.
He's beyond crazy.
His impact was so unbelievable in the Soviet Union. I think, the impact of Stalin is still felt. Today, Russia is no longer what it was. It's no longer the communist country that it was, allegedly. I think it's a little personally. And I think that the present gentleman, Mr. Putin, is not, shall we say, by any means, what? He's running the country, even though he's not the official prime minister.
Yeah.
He has a lackey who's doing it for him because of certain laws in Russia. But the effect of Stalin, I'm talking in terms of totalitarianism, which in a certain respect still exists today in the Soviet Union.
It all came before him anyways.
What?
But that all came before him.
But you know what Stalin is?
What?
He's the first, like, real
He was one of the whole line of dictators through Soviet Union. He was just
I'm talking about from the days...
That old Bolshevik revolution.
That's right. From that day, we're talking about the last 100 years.
Oh, like when he took over?
Yeah, with the last 100 years. And Arayom Hazeh, people, I don't know how much contact you have with Russian Jews or Russians who come here. When you speak to them, there is no way that one can consider... Obviously, Russia has changed dramatically in the last... since the days of Khrushchev, and the days of Brezhnev, and the days of Stalin, obviously, there's been major changes in the fact that even the kind of democracy, but it's very, very far the democracy that we know than the United States. The whole system is completely markedly different. And to a certain extent, it's very interesting. You have oligarchs that have developed in Russia, wealthy, wealthy oligarchs. I mean, we're talking about multi-billionaires, many of them Jews, of course, which is not a Kiddush. And how they operate there is rather markedly different than the way, let's say, wealthy Jews operate in America. Yeah, thank God many wealthy Jews in America as well. They operate in terms of business, actually. Just simply the kind of business methodologies that are used in America by very wealthy Jewish businessmen are markedly different than the methodologies used by the oligarchs, as they call, in the Soviet Union, the former Soviet Union in Russia. What am I referring to? What? Every kind of mafioso chicanery is what Russia is all about. Despite the alleged face of democracy they'd like to present to the world. Now, Schenken in America, as you know, business people have ups and downs and zigzags and what have you, but they cannot possibly have recourse to all that skullduggery that goes on in Russia. It's simply
they put on a good face.
What was that?
At least they got put on a good face.
Okay, one could say that. But there are such and all this comes from what? Stalin. The era of Stalin was an era of dread, fear, fright, paralysis. Have you ever heard about Stalin?
Yes, it's
and
very
Stalin also, similar to many of his predecessors, he killed thousands of Russians, and many of them were tortured to death, were sent to all kinds of prison camps or what have you. Gulag, are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I heard of Siberia.
And the like, Siberia, and this is, I mean, these are things that are so foreign to us, thank God, Baruch Hashem. We don't have any concept of it. All of us who grew up in America, we don't have a clue. Not even a scintilla of a clue to this kind of a lifestyle. And so I'm saying in that respect, the impact of Stalin is way, way beyond the years that he reigned or that he was the head of the Soviet Union. And in similar fashion, you see in Tanakh such an idea. Number one, no question that Acha ben Omri was such a king whose impact was, I would say, even more not just the impact of Acha, but even of his wonderful and faithful better half, Jezebel, that scoundrel of a lady. And she is more ruthless than he is in many respects, and clearly not as ruthless, sinister beyond belief. And they led a reign of terror, and Menashe is of a similar nature. And
were the Jews
of
those times, were the Jews who lived under their reign punished?
I mean, to a certain extent, they really could be punished because they were subject to this intimidation and to a fear.
So when they died and went up, they weren't
just their potential.
Now, I can't tell you what happened up there. I'm not familiar with the highways and byways up there. But I do know that it's clear that they clearly cannot be held necessarily culpable, responsible, because of the fact that you have two such kings who were successful, as I said, in intimidating all Congress.
Yeah.
I will see that.
It seems like the kings got punished for turning away when they saw, whereas it doesn't mention them at all, when they saw individually. That's what it seems like.
Because they, to a large extent, that is a correct statement. The leadership is responsible for directing traffic. By the way, Tanakh, you still see this. More so than today. I mean, with all due respect to Obama, again, I almost introduced him to the picture, but I can't control myself. I don't understand how any Jew could vote for him, but they will, and he's going to be reelected, that's pretty clear. And then life will be...
No way.
What do you mean? Jews are going to vote Democratic?
Okay, I'm just telling you the realities.
I don't know. Well, what's up with Obama? Like, is he good? Why are Jews voting for him?
I do not know, but from what I understand, having spent some
time... Most Jews are
voting for him. Yeah,
well, he has little opposition, and
what does that mean?
He's not opposition. Okay, now the reason why I'm mentioning this is because
I'll talk about this later.
Let me just say why I'm mentioning it. I personally don't see that. There are a few American presidents whose influence remained for an extended period of time. Very few. I don't think Ronald Reagan, the movie actor, I don't think his influence was, shall we say, anything beyond his 4-year term, not much beyond that. And same thing applies to the Peter Farmer, Jimmy Carter, and a few others. But there were a few presidents that had massive impact, such as?
FDR.
FDR Roosevelt.
Abraham Lincoln.
What?
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln. Who else?
Washington.
That's right. There were three or four American presidents. How many were there till now?
40-something.
44.
So the 44, I would say there were three or four whose impact was loom large. And that none of them have really been around recently. FDR was the last one whose impact was mind-boggling, and especially on Jews. And he also was largely responsible for, shall we say, snuffing out the lives of millions of Jews in Europe. Even though he was very clever, did everything under the guise of the, he didn't do anything to the State Department, which is known for their anti-Semitism and for their, I would say, even ruthless behavior of Jews. But my point is that in Tanakh, you have a similar thing. Not every Manhig automatically has a massive impact. And the two kings that had massive impacts were, by the way, on the positive side, of course, Adon HaMelech, Yosef HaMelech. But on the negative side, you have Yoshio was an astounding king, also had massive Balchuba movement. Yoshio HaMelech and Omri and Achav and Menashe fit into that very much so. Okay, so now we're about to start the story of Achav, and I'm going to probably spend a lot of time on this, I hope you don't mind, because I'm very, we don't have much time left in this. Tenure, unfortunately. Okay, what can we do? I'm reading Pasuk Chavtes. Oh, it's also late. I decided to finish until the end of the pack. The Achav ben Omri Melech al Yisrael, Yishlach Shoshim Shmona Shom Rasim al Yehuda, tells you when he began to reign. Vayimach Achav ben Omri al Yisrael Shomro, Esam Mishnayim Shomro, as I told you, 22 years. Vayas Achav ben Omri Arabi Ne Hashem, Yikol Hashem Lepona. But notice, the previous king Omri, we call Hashem upon him. Now he does even more. He even, shall we say, outdoes his predecessor as far as evil. Vayi hanokel lechto bechatzis yom minavot. Vayi gach isha es izevel. What a wife can do, both of a positive and negative nature, is done upon him. If you marry the right wife, then you have a chance. If you marry the wrong wife, forget it. The most important decision in your life is not the university you're going to, not even yeshiva to a shraga that you attended, and not any other decision in life. Those are significantly less important than the wife a person marries. You should know that. I only know because of my experience, which is a bit more than yours. That's all I have over anyone that's yeshiva is one thing: age. Age before beauty. Anyway, Vayikach Yishev Zizevah Bas Ezbal Melech Sidonim Vayelech Vayalech Zabal Vayishtachalo. Right away, he takes Zizevah, who is she the daughter of? Et Baal Melech Sidonim. The word Et Baal was a play on the god. And immediately, what happens? Vayelech Vayalech Zabal Vayishtachalo. Vayokim Izbech Labal Beis Habal Ashebog Neshom. I love the language here. The language indicates at the moment, shall we say, you want to talk about a henpecked husband? Classic. And that's essentially his wife's directing traffic, choreographing the entire show. Ayas Achav es Asherah, but he then goes on his way. Achav should do things too.
He shows independence here.
Yes, he does. Of course, in the wrong
places.
Ayosin Achav lasos Achav es Asherah. Okay, so the Kolav Yisrael Shoyim the Panav. Yama Bana Chiel Beisa Eli Esiricho. Very famous. Azal. Vaaviram Vichoro Yisda. Of course, this is against what? Was there a hector to build Yericho?
Nope.
Who said Yericho could not be?
Yeshua,
correct? He went ahead and did it. And anything that was not permissible, he did. He defied everything. He was a very defiant fellow. Okay, I guess I will stop, but I will discuss, I hope one more time maybe, if it works out, this gentleman who needs a lot of analysis. A lot of psychoanalysis. Which I have given in the past. Okay, Yeshikarach to all of you.
Thank you
for joining me. I appreciate it very much. It's a pleasure to have all of you. I unfortunately don't have the source of knowing you so well, but it's a pleasure to have you.